It's been almost 4 months and there's still no trace of 29-year-old Nicholas Adamson, who went missing after a night out at the Moose and Goose in downtown Thorold. His mother, Jennifer Adamson, is putting out a renewed plea for information in the hopes of getting answers as to what happened on that foggy night of March 16. "It's very distressing," Adamson says, in an interview with Thorold Today. "He has just vanished and I don't know if he got into a car or where he went. They did a radius of so many kilometers and they don't have any camera footage of him anywhere." Adamson says the police are currently not making any progress with their investigation, but it's not due to a lack of trying. "They've done a lot of ground searching, they've done water searches, and they haven't come up with anything," she says. "It's active but there are no leads, there are no tips, so they can't do anything right now." Nicholas was known to be a homebody, but on the night of his disappearance he went out to the Moose and Goose with friends. Using a friend's phone, he called Jennifer from outside the nightclub to ask her if she could e-transfer him some money for drinks. When he tried going back inside the bar, staff turned him away. So Nicholas started walking and seemingly vanished into thin air. "I spoke to him many times and he asked me to come pick him up," his mother says. "I think the phone died. When he called me, the phone said, 'No caller ID,' so I couldn't call him back." Nicholas told his mother he was in St. Catharines. When the police obtained the phone records of the phone Nicholas had been using, they found that it had last pinged a cell phone tower in Thorold. "He told me the wrong place, he told me St. Catharines," Adamson says. "That's where I went and looked for him at 2 o'clock in the morning. He wasn't there. He was never over there. I think he was just mistaken. I don't know. He never told me he was at the Moose and Goose." Jennifer says she hasn't stopped looking for Nicholas ever since he went missing. "Family and friends have all searched in the Meriton area," she says. "It's very hard to search now because of the weeds and stuff. People walk around with dogs and things like that. You would think they would have seen something by now. All she can do is wait and hope that somebody will come forward with new information. We need to raise awareness," she says. "People have to remember that this man is still missing. His family and friends miss him very much. We all miss him, we love him." Adamson is described as white, 5 feet 10 inches with a slim build. He was wearing a white shirt on the night of his disappearance. Anyone who may have information as to his whereabouts are being asked to contact the Niagara Regional Police Service's Communications Unit at 905-688-4111.